America Tonight. Each and every show, of course, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News, Ellen Ratner. The Grand Dame is with us. What a privilege. We always love kicking around with Ellen. Not kicking Ellen, but kicking around with Ellen. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
Doing good.
Come on, now, you got to tell me, how hot is it in D.C.? It hasn't been that bad lately, right?
No. And it was sort of overcast today, so it was okay.
So that's good. Speaking of overcast, I'm going to ask you this question. What you're getting, because to me this is fascinating. We're seeing all these polls come out, whether it's Rasmussen, whether it's NBC, Wall Street Journal, whatever it is. You know it. There's a zillion polls, Gallup, and, you know, trying to handicap this whole thing. And it looks like it's close, but a lot of Democratic strategists that I've talked to who felt very confident about Obama as the incumbent really pulling away in this say they're a little worried. Are you getting that vibe still in D.C.?
Well, they're a little worried, but Romney is the gift that keeps on giving in many respects. First of all, he makes some gas. Secondly, although the staff, for instance, at the Republican convention is very organized, and they've been there for months, and the staff of the Democrat convention is very disorganized. They haven't been there for very long, maybe a month. The Romney operation has a lot of people on the ground, and the Republicans don't have very many people on the ground, and you need a ground organization if you're going to win an election.
Oh, absolutely. You have to have an organization, a machine. That's what it's about. And you know this. I mean, so much of this is also tried, unfortunately, by ads. That's why it's the race to make as much money as you can to pump it back into the ads. It's the craziest thing, but it's been this way for now at least the last couple of races, plus before that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So the president was in Ohio, actually, Wednesday. Then he goes to Orlando. What was the gist of what he was...
The White House. He comes back to the White House tonight, and then he goes tomorrow. He's going
to Florida.
He's going several places. He's going to Orlando. Then he goes to... then he's going to be doing an on-video streaming conference. Then he's going to Leesburg, Virginia, then back to the White House.
Mm. So the Ohio, what did he tell Ohio voters? The Ohio stuff's a big one because Ohio's a huge state.
Well, that's right. And he basically went right after Romney. There's a report that was produced by three liberal think tanks. And he said, he's not asking you, meaning Romney, to contribute to pay down the deficit. He's not asking you to pay more to invest in our children's education or rebuild roads or put more folks to work. He's asking you to pay more so people like him can get a big tax cut. And he just went right after him.
Yeah. I don't think there's going to be, he's not going to be shy about stepping up and taking a big swing. All right. Speaking of taking a big swing, and this is such an easy target, and of course, Democrats and Republicans are going after the GSA. What is going on in Washington with the GSA? How many parties do they throw, and how many bonuses do they give out, Ellen, to these people who work for them?
Well, I think the thing that's really quite astounding is that I guess they gave a trinket that had these drumsticks, and I guess some guy figured out they were some congressman whose son is a drummer figured out they're $7 a stick, and they paid $10.50. Of course, they were probably had some names or something on them, but the point is, taxpayers do not want their money to be given for trinkets.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you wonder, you think of this deficit and how much you start to add up these little tiny amounts, but it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, they were doing a team-building exercise to the drumming. That might be good for Talk Radio News. What do you think your staff would like that?
Well, maybe we could do it at the Republican convention.
Ellen Ratner, thanks so much, as always, for joining us. Have drumsticks will travel. Speaking of the GSA, some shocking news about the bonuses. The numbers are staggering. I promise you, I have a bunch of wild stories about the GSA. And let me tell you, talk about being tight as a drum. There is nothing leaking out of the GSA. I mean, they're so scared because they realize at this point, with all of the investigating and these conferences being turned over, and more importantly, bonuses, to the point where one guy was making $100,000 and got a bonus of over $200,000, and then there was somebody else who worked at the GSA who got $115,000 in overtime. Can you imagine? America, how much have you ever made in overtime? How much have you ever made? I want to hear your numbers. Let's run some numbers. Let's have some fun. How much have you made in overtime? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. I'm just betting it wasn't over $100,000. If it is, then I need to be doing what you're doing. Chick-fil-A for lunch, or for breakfast, or for dinner. That was the name of the game. After weeks of protests, and the mayor of Chicago, and the mayor of Philadelphia, and the mayor of San Francisco saying, we don't want your stinking restaurant, Dan Caffey. There were other people who came out to support Chick-fil-A, some not even realizing why they were there. I bet if we could add up all the numbers, they would have been jammed. There's 1,600 stores across the country, and even in Inglewood, Colorado, they were spilling over into the streets. In the South, it was like a rock concert. It was like a rock concert. So at one point, there's a Chick-fil-A a mile from my house. At 11 o'clock in the morning, when I was doing a little bit of a jog, went by. I am telling you, you couldn't even see the sign for Chick-fil-A. Now, how is that possible? Here's what a few people had to say about why they were at Chick-fil-A.
I agree with their position, and even if I didn't agree with their position, it's a free country, and we have freedom of speech, and that's great. I agree with their stance on the biblical definition of a family. I'm a Christian, I'm a Baptist, my dad's a pastor.
So this was the deal. In case you don't know, I'm going to re-rack it for you. Kathy said in a Baptist newspaper that marriage was man-woman and was not gay, that he didn't believe that gay people should get married, that they should be able to get married, basically. And then that exploded, went mainstream, and the protests started. There were people lined up outside of restaurants. And really, on both sides of this, is kind of like politics. There are no gray areas. And like I said, there are some people that just like to go to Chick-fil-A and were there. Now, you know my take on this. And if you don't, and you've just locked and loaded yourself into this show for the first time, I'm about freedom of speech. So whether you agree with Kathy or not, isn't it great that we live in a country where, you know, he was talking to a religious newspaper reporter when he said what he said, by the way. And he is the guy who walks the walk of what he's talking. He doesn't even have his restaurants open on Sundays. So the fact that you have several mayors saying, oh, we're going to kick your stores out of here, we don't want any of these franchises, is ridiculous. Because number one, they're not so much hurting him in a sense. You have owner-operators, that individuals that would get crunched by that if those three big cities said, forget it, we're not even going to give you a license. Which, that's a slippery slope, my friends. You might not agree. 855-266-KATE. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Right now here on America Tonight. We're going to add a third at the tail end of the show when we talk about the Olympics. But I'm going to bounce for a second back from chicken to the General Services Administration. First of all, you ask what they do. They oversee properties, government buildings, lots of them that are just sitting there that have not been sold or utilized. So there's money on the table that's been wasted, money that we could have thrown back into the pile, if you will. The shocking thing about the GSA is, okay, they have a crazy wild party in Vegas, and everybody is shocked, and, oh, wow, there's government waste. That's unbelievable. That's crazy. It's obscene what the head of the GSA was doing and taking his wife all over the place with him and spending all kinds of money and whatever. But that is just the tip of the iceberg. So as we scrape and dig a little bit deeper, and now a lot of people are trying to get their hands on documents, and I saw something on Fox, actually, that was pretty good, where they were breaking down some of the numbers. $44 million was the tab pretty much for bonus checks last year. That's crazy. That's 10% of the entire federal government's bonus checks. 10% to an organization that isn't doing crap, but hanging around all day cutting videos for YouTube saying, woohoo, we got the best job in America. You know, I mean, I'm off my tunes off, but they were making up tunes to pop songs, which actually was kind of funny, but kind of stupid as well, throwing it in the face of the so-called overseers. And who are they? I don't know. There's no oversight for the GSA. Now there is. So those plum jobs are gone. I mean, all of that's going away. It already was when the Vegas thing was revealed. But when you find out stuff like the fact that you have one guy who was making almost $100,000. He got $79,000 in a bonus. Then by the time you added up other compensation, $260,000. Yes, plus drumsticks, $10 a piece. So the overtime payments over the top. Most companies in corporate America are obsessive about overtime. They, in fact, a lot of times what they do is try to force the exchange of a day, comp time instead of the overtime, because they don't have to pay all the bloody money. And that became really popular. At the extra week, an extra week of vacation or whatever it is, whatever it adds up to, but try not to have to pay more. Boy, they were paying crazy amounts of money. Another guy making $84,000 in his salary got $120,000 in overtime. How do you get $115,000 in overtime, $120,000 in overtime? How's that possible? What were they doing? You know, the GSA staff, and this is the scary thing. It's like, you know, while you were sleeping in Washington, here's what's going on. The staff is just 1% of the total federal workforce, which is huge. We talk about bloated government, right? So just 1%. And they were getting 10% of all bonuses. 10%. I mean, that's crazy. They manage federal property. They're real estate people. Are you kidding me? They manage property poorly. Poorly. So now, of course, they're massively in the spotlight, like I said. 77 conferences, they're looking at those. Who knows what they'll come up with. I think the bonus thing is just brutal, too. I mean, it's just, it's almost hard to believe. It really is. And so nobody's disputing it. No, so far, nobody's come out and said, oh, those numbers are exaggerated. That's media hype. That's nonsense. That's inflated. Somebody who we had on the show, Congresswoman Donna Edwards from Maryland, said that the troubling thing is that ordinary GSA employees weren't getting those benefits. They weren't shoveling it all in. They were the schleps that had, you know, makes them look terrible, because the other percentage were inhaling the food. They were at the all, it's like they were at the all you can eat bar, but they didn't tell anyone else. Hey, we're at the all-you-can-eat buffet, and you wouldn't believe what we are downing. But just don't tell everybody else. Don't tell all the other people in the gang, because we don't want them to be part of it. We want to hoard all the money. And so, unfortunately, for anyone who's the hard-working schlep, they're going to get screwed over in this whole thing, because the agency is, I mean, they might as well just close the doors. It's to talk about wasting taxpayer money. So they had this preliminary hearing on Wednesday, and, you know, the GSA was holding another conference, by the way. They were at Opryland while this was going on. Woohoo! We're at Opryland! They're talking about our budgets up there on the Hill. That's crazy. And they were away at this conference, and some, of course, stayed behind to actually testify. They, you know, try to defend this. Imagine the person who has to defend this. And there was somebody, the Chief Administrative Service Officer, Cynthia Metzler, her name is, tried to defend the actions of the GSA, saying, oh, look, we are reforming. We are in a reform mode. Now that you've figured out what we're doing, we are scrambling to do some serious CYA. And this is what I love. And she is the scapegoat, because who knows what she, you know, who knows what she is. She's just the point person. But they canceled 37 conferences, and they're doing a top-to-bottom review. Ooh, a top-to-bottom review. Only because, as we do in government, we react. Never ahead of the ball. We are reacting to the ball being dropped constantly on every issue, including auditing oneself. How many times, I guarantee, if we went back into the archives, if we went back, let's say even 3.5 years ago, because I have three friends who work in government jobs, and all three different positions have told me, if you audited the individual organizations, you would come up with a lot of fat. You would come up with duplicate jobs, ways to save money, for sure. So what have you and I paid for this? Oh, we've paid dearly. I mean, $44 million in bonuses, and who knows if there's even more or what it is. But they had a conference. And that's what, they must have just gone to conferences. They didn't sell any properties, but they went to conferences. So they had a conference in a suburb in Washington 2 years ago. 3,700 people went there. They got bonuses, and we've talked about this a little bit, over 1,000, so over $1,000. And for you and I, just taxpayers in general, we'll say, $3.6 million. And you know what? They didn't have to turn in any receipts. They didn't have to keep a record of any spending, nothing. I've never worked for anyone. How do you work for somebody where you're not keeping track of receipts? Are you kidding me? I worked for CBS, and it was like they were Inspector Clouseau. Ooh, you got a water? How hot was it outside? You spent $1.25 on a water? I mean, it's just insanity. So, how much is the most you ever earned in overtime? I just want you to think about this for a second. Because I think if, and I know you're out there, I know you're awake, you're eating those leftover Girl Scout cookies, or maybe you're eating a piece of celery because you're on a health kick. So call us, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I bet most of you get comp days, or if you work on a holiday, time and a half, or whatever it might be, and maybe a little bit of overtime, but I guarantee you there's a lot of you are not making very much in overtime because there have been so many companies that have cut back on that in the private sector where they're trying to make budgets. They're not giving out a huge bonuses, number one, or raises, and they certainly aren't giving out big overtime. Now, my favorite cop in New Jersey talks about getting $60,000 in overtime in 1 year. And a lot of cops can do that or could do that in the past. It depends on where they are because so many departments, sadly, are shrinking. In fact, a lot of times there aren't enough police officers and they can't, so they're not getting, maybe they're getting some extra hours here and there, but they're stretched so thin. And they're trying to do it on the cheap as much as they can because they don't have those budgets. And you're working a lot. So COP clarifies, when you work 6 days, 16 hours a day, it's going to catch up to you, but it's also going to be good for your wallet. And there are a lot of people that do side jobs, but they do side jobs for a reason, because of the cuts in overtime. Not if you work for the General Services Administration. You just got paid to, like, look at properties, and you got paid in overtime dollars. All right, we're flipping over that record. A little more chicken talk next.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Yeah, a lot of unhappy chickens today. They were probably unhappy back in the hen houses. Welcome back to America Tonight. It was about chicken and not burgers across the nation, putting to test, in a way, the gay marriage stance of the CEO of the fast food organization. I already told you the total. 1,600 restaurants, do the math, for places where people lined up. And it became a bigger deal because you had Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, Michael Nutter, the mayor of Philadelphia, saying, you know what, I support marriage of all kind. We don't want your chicken. Take it away. We don't want your franchises here. And I think because of that, it fueled the fire more about not so much even the gay marriage debate, but freedom of speech and a city saying, oh, yeah, we don't like what the CEO said, so forget it. We're closing this sucker down. You're done. We're gonna take away licenses, just threatening that, you know, don't do it, you know, don't come to the city or don't go and patronize Chick-fil-A. And that hasn't happened in a very long time. There certainly have been controversial statements and people who stood by beliefs, and they've been CEOs of companies or whatever. But it was very interesting to see what happened. And in some cases, some restaurants, you had a lot of people lining up to make a point that of one or the other. it, as I said, it doesn't necessarily have anything to do even with the marriage stance, but backing up the CEO to say what he felt to, by the way, a religious paper that was talking to him about his beliefs and was asking him those questions and then printed it. And, of course, it goes viral, mainstream, kicks out into the mainstream, and then it gets chewed on and becomes big-time fodder. Here's what one female customer had to say about this whole flap over the chickens.
I don't support the politics, but I do support the food. So, go Chick-fil-A.
Eat Mo' Chicken. That was the name of the game. I really believe, even though there were protests, and there's certainly people on both sides of this, as I already mentioned, more people were supportive or went out to go and buy Chick-fil-A, have it for lunch or whatever. And you could tell by the amounts, the increases, even though it's a popular restaurant in my neighborhood, it's crazy how popular it is. The guy, the franchise owner, is making more money than the bonuses of the GSA people. Money hand over fist, without a doubt. But in other Chick-fil-A's where they do decently, they saw sometimes two times, three times the amount of customers. And, you know, what's interesting, proponents of same-sex marriage organized a counter-protest on Wednesday. They asked people to donate the cost of a Chick-fil-A meal, about $6.50 is what they said, to gay and lesbian rights groups. So I'd be curious how many people sent money. It's called GLAD is one of them, for example. How many people sent money to that group? And they were calling it the National Same-Sex Kiss Day. While people were going to Chick-fil-A, there were actually even some people who went to Chick-fil-A and were kissing in front of the restaurant and were urged to post the photos to, of course, the World Wide Web. But I would have to believe that the chicken buyers were perhaps a little higher. I will say this because somebody asked me this question, sent me an email. Well, geez, Kate, how many same-sex marriage spots are there? Where is it legal in this country? 6 states. Remember, California went down. Massachusetts, Connecticut, Iowa, Vermont, New Hampshire, and New York, and the District of Columbia could be thrown in there, too. Washington and Maryland voted this year to allow same-sex marriages, but they didn't kick in yet. There are other states that have civil unions, which would give the same, you know, same rights as spousal rights to the people who are of the same sex. And that's Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, New Jersey, and Rhode Island. But that's also different from same-sex marriage. Remember, the president juiced up this topic because before he opposed same-sex marriage, but said back in June that he now supports it. I want to throw in, too, Boston was another city. Thomas Menino, who is the Boston mayor, told the a reporter from the Boston Herald last week he doesn't want Chick-fil-A in his city. And the company is actually considering opening a location there. And he was very vehement about it, saying Chick-fil-A doesn't really fit in Boston. Sorry. You can't have a business in the city of Boston that discriminates against a population. He wrote to the company urging Chick-fil-A officials to back out of plans to locate in Boston. A city councilman from Philadelphia, James Kenny, sent a letter to Dan Caffey telling him to take a hike and take your intolerance with you, and vowing to come up with a resolution at the next city council meeting condemning the company. I told you about Rahm Emanuel. I'll give you the specific quote from him. He said Chick-fil-A's values are not Chicago values. So the reaction has been pretty interesting. And I'll say this again. He has now reaffirmed, Kathy has now reaffirmed his view that the biblical view of marriage should be upheld. But all this vitriol and the assaults, it's interesting because he was talking to a Baptist newspaper when they were asking him questions about his Christianity. And look what's happened as this story just blew up in a lot of different directions. You know, the real benefit is here is this Appreciation Day for Chick-fil-A. This is a prime PR thing where they didn't do anything, where the owner was just being himself, having a conversation to a religious reporter, and this becomes a big controversy, and it benefits the company. It benefits them because of the extra bodies that were in Chick-fil-A restaurants. I mean, Chick-fil-A is pretty popular. It's the, you know, their ads are clever, the whole thing about eating more chicken and all that kind of stuff. And it would be interesting, and somebody asked me this too, and of course, we don't know the answer to this because they don't reveal this, but are there any gay people who work for Chick-fil-A? Well, you do the numbers and you look at culture, and you'd have to believe that there would be gay people that work for Chick-fil-A. And the company doesn't say anything at all that they don't hire gay people. It was him making the comment about marriage is a man and a woman. And look, the Chick-fil-A guy has a right, Kathy has a right to his opinion. So it's really, to me, it's about free speech. And what he's saying now, because he was getting, you know, so much flack over it, is this is what he believes, whether people like it or not, whether some people embrace it and say, yeah, right on, I agree with you, or you're an idiot, or that's bigotry, or whatever they're saying. He really does walk that walk. He really walks that line. So how do you fault a guy, even if you don't agree with him? How do you fault a guy for being who he is? For, you know, how often do we talk about the lack of truthers in this country when it comes to politics, for instance? Saying one thing and then doing another when it's just not convenient to get elected. Because it's hard to stand out on that ledge. It's so easy to be a lemming. It's easy to go with the crowd. It's much different to swim against the grain. And the way the culture is now, the political correctness, he is swimming against the grain in some areas. Of course, the areas that where there's outrage, Philly and Boston and Chicago and San Francisco. And there may be others that throw in on this, too. And there's absolutely gay people who work for Chick-fil-A. I guarantee it. How many? Who knows? Unless somebody reveals it, that's nobody's business. They're not going to say it. And I bet he doesn't care about that. He's not saying that. It's strictly about the marriage thing. The marriage thing. So he's getting the last laugh, essentially, with the amount of money and however much they take for the franchises. The person who owns the stores, they're making out because they're having bigger crowds, and at least for the day. And the company ultimately makes out because their pockets are being lined. So it's, in a bizarre way, it's a stroke of lucky PR from an economic point of view. That's what it is. Movie Jim says, it's the best chicken sandwich ever. The best chicken sandwich. If you want to just talk about the food, I think Chick-fil-A is a very good chicken sandwich. I would agree with that. Whereas if you go to some other fast food restaurant, let's say McDonald's, no offense, it's dry, it's all fried up or whatever, the chicken that they do. So they are very good. It is a very tasty recipe. And some people prefer Chick-fil-A anyway over a burger every single day. So that's the deal. Lots of people already were introduced to it and already ate there anyway. And it doesn't seem to bother them about his stance. Now, how many people on the street in Boston and Philly are backing up with the mayors and what the councilmen say? You know, I don't know. If you want to weigh in on this, you can certainly do that. Remember, your 2 cents count here. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. That, and we're going to London next.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
First 5 days have been rather interesting. Have you watched any of the Olympics, or are you tired of the whole spoiler thing where you already know what happens, you were working during the day, you got up early if you're a third shifter or whatever, and you know who did what, and so it kind of spoils it for you. I went off on this the other day and said that I think the network, frankly, is doing a terrible job of that, because you tune in and you think you don't want the snippets. You don't want to know. It's almost like, okay, are we doing live to tape here? What are we doing? And that's the way NBC rolled it out. You can tune into Bravo. You can tune into MSNBC. And there are a couple of other networks that NBC owns or they have deals with that are airing the different Olympic sports, like tennis is on Bravo, for example, and you have other sports that are popping up during the day on some of the other stations. But they, I think really what NBC wants, to be honest, is I think they want people, you know, we live in the internet era, I think they want people, frankly, to just pay attention to the live streaming and then tune in, too. Because the live streaming, then somebody can just get it that way. go to the live streaming and you can watch and see what's happening. But the bottom line is, I think a lot of people already know the results while they're watching the Olympics, and I won't even watch a ball game that way. I'll like hide if for some reason I can't see a game, especially football. Football is huge for me, or even baseball, because I get Phillies alerts the second the game's done. Boom, I got the alert. Phillies are terrible, a.k.a. the Sillies at this point. And my favorite player, the flying Hawaiian Shane Victorino, gets booted to L.A., which is great for the Dodgers, but horrible for me because he was, you know, one of my favorites. But anyway, I'm hoping that one of you guesses correctly when it comes to the amount of medals at the end of the games that the United States has won. Rick in Illinois, for example, said 92 medals. You know, my total was 108. John in Kentucky said 103. Dale in Illinois had 81 medals. And there are some others that also weighed in, like Ray. He said 102 medals. At this point, the United States has 29 medals. Guess who is one ahead of us? Were you thinking red? Were you thinking Asia? Give yourself a pat on the back. China. Of course, China. Because we've been neck and neck anyway, and you know I'm giving the medal count total. So China has 30. We have 29. There were some great moments at the Olympics worth reliving in these couple minutes here before we hit the final buzzer on America Tonight for this hour. And one of them was Danell Lavalle. He is a gymnast, and the American gymnasts have been horrible. They've fumbled around on all the different apparatus, and it cost the United States a medal in the overall. There was no meddling going on. I think they came in fifth. But this kid has really had trouble. He's very talented, but he's stepped out of bounds, he hasn't stuck the landings, and he's had problems on the pommel horse, but he got the bronze. And what a huge medal it was for him because of all the flips and blops and mistakes, frankly. So to me, this was, and I'm going to talk about some goals, but to me, this was one of the huge stories, the fact that he was doing awful. At one point, I tuned in, and he was, I think in the individual, he was like 17th. So by the hair of his chinny chin chin, he won the bronze. And that is a well-deserved bronze. With what he went into, the talent that he went into, and they even showed video. Can you imagine this on the parallel bars, which I don't get? Could you, I mean, be honest with yourself. Do you think if you had to do it, could you do it and do the things that some of these kids are doing? He's 20 years old, and he, like everyone else in these games, they train crazy amounts of hours, but he was really an outstanding athlete. And he did so terrible. An error on the pommel horse dismount. The rings, just barely passable. So he's 17th in a 24-man field. So that means, okay, we got a couple things left, and you better not screw up anything if you think you're going to medal. And wow, the kid did. He had a big, big, big score on the parallel bars. And it was enough to get him on the stand. So good for him. With people going crazy and screaming and yelling, that's nice. That's nice that Team USA walked away with one and a good story there. All right, this story I also like. This was another good one from the Olympics. The swimming, I wasn't much of a swimmer. Were you much of a, you know, I was like the kid that rode the waves in on the Jersey Shore. I wasn't thinking about sharks or whatever. I love swimming in the ocean and did a little scuba diving, but are you kidding? Do diving competitions, do reps, be part of a swim club? No way. And you can tell what it takes out of them when they're in the pool and how they have sometimes these back-to-back heats and whatnot. And Nathan Adrian, He took down the number one guy in the world, nicknamed The Missile. Nicknamed The Missile. And it was fun to watch him, because I think I almost think he was in shock. It was an individual medal in that particular event was quite a feat, because he was competing against people who were definitely ranked so much higher than he was, and he was able to get it done in the 100 meter freestyle by a very, very slim margin. They call it touching the wall, and he barely touched the wall. So I think swimming now has become my favorite to watch, even though it's certainly not a sport that I competed in, and it's not a sport that normally I would be watching, frankly, if it wasn't for the Olympics. So congratulations to him as well. And he's not the only one. He's not the only one who medaled. There were others, too, in the pool and out of the pool. The women, again, in a relay situation, came through big in the 4x200 free relay. So you got, four pulling it all together. And they say they like that better sometimes because they're worried about their three teammates, and it pushes them very, very hard. So in the end, that last leg was brilliant. But in the middle, it looked like, the Australians are pretty strong. Maybe the U.S. isn't going to win gold. But Allison Schmidt anchored the U.S. team, and they won gold. So that added to the totals. As I said, the U.S. total now is 29. And she chased down the Australian very popular swimmer, Alicia Coates, to give the gold to her teammates. She dived into the water maybe about a half a second or so behind, passed her on their final return lap, and won in 7 minutes, 42.92 seconds. So the Australians got silver. The French took the bronze. And she's stealing some of the spotlight, and so is 17-year-old Missy Franklin. She was part of that crew. She gets her second gold medal. She was the leadoff person in the pool. Dana Vollmer got her second gold. And Shannon Vreeland rounded out the team, and she gets gold, too, which is nice. Imagine walking away with a gold medal. So congratulations to all of the athletes. I barely scratched the surface on that one, who are doing a good job holding up the USA. Now we just need to get past China.
First drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.